my final frontier.
If only go where no conservative mom has ever gone before.
Ladies and gentlemen, I give you Diane Linderman.
Where's the outrage? It's the zombie apocalypse. I'm waking up. This girl is on fire. Welcome back. So nice to be here. This is Diane Linderman, and this is Everything That Matters. Talking about absolutely everything that matters in life, business, parenting, cooking, conservative kitchen table politics. And yes, we are so happy Trump is here and has won the election. And it just gives me a renewed invigoration for life. I don't know about you, but I feel renewed. I feel like we have been waiting around for 8 years. And I was just thinking this a minute ago, that if a kid was 10 years old when Obama came in, you almost can't blame these kids for the whining and the crying, the liberals of this country that have raised their kids under Obama, making them believe that he is I don't even know how to explain it. The sun that is setting on the earth, and that he's going to, repair the oceans, and they're going to rise again, and all this other garbage. You know, if you think about it, those 10-year-olds are now 18 years old. Think about what is in their heads. When I was 10 years old, I could care less about politics. But when I was 18 years old, I started to think about things. And these kids are in shock because their comfortable lives. You see, I see it from such an other part of the way most people see things, because I am a business owner, an entrepreneur. And my husband and I run a very pretty big little, it's a kind of a medium-sized little company, but I don't like to call it big because it's not big, but it is a nice company. And, as you grow, you have to hire people. And we live part of the time in Oregon, and the other time it's a very blue, trust me, it's a socialist welfare state. It's very sad, too, because it's a very beautiful area. And let me tell you something, people. When the equivalent to welfare is $32,000 a year, you cannot hire or find people to work for you. Every single kid that was 17, 18 years old that we interviewed had one of those cards that's basically welfare. They're living off the government at that age already, because this is the mentality that they're being raised with in their homes. And it's very, very sad. Now, so when they're 10 years old, 8 years ago when Obama came in, you see, they've been trained to believe that you don't have to work for anything in life, that you don't have to do anything. Many, many parents buy into this garbage, you see. But there are many, many people in this country that are real Americans that have that core belief, that core feeling that they have to go out and make something of themselves. It is the most boring thing on earth to sit around and do nothing, okay? I can't do it. My kids can't do it. My husband, oh my gosh, he's a maniac. He's never stops. He loves to create, build, make, fix. And he's, because of my husband, even if I did nothing, we'd still never starve, because the guy is just like the jack of all trades, a master of them all. You see, but we don't raise kids like that anymore, especially in socialist blue states. And now what we're doing is taking these hardworking immigrants and teaching them the practices of America, to come in and live like a king. Instead of learning how to just come in and appreciate America and maybe trying to get your citizenship, You see, we have literally messed up such a beautiful system in America of immigration. We have completely screwed it up because, you know, there are so many people that were willing to come in and do what it takes to become an American citizen. You know, my dad is an immigrant. He is from England, and it took him years and years to become an American citizen, even though he was married to my mom with five American kids. So, you know, I watched him go through that, and he had to, you know, every single year he had to fill out paperwork, and he had to have his green card, and it took him like, 8-9 years to actually become an American citizen. So if you guys think that you can go to Mexico right now and just do exactly what they're doing over here, they'll put you in jail. There are very strict immigration laws in Mexico and other countries. We are stupid. We opened the borders. Obama opened the borders. Thank God Hillary Clinton isn't in, because she would have just literally destroyed our America as we see it. There would be no more America. But now that Donald Trump is in, we can thank God and our lucky stars. Whatever happened on election day was a gift from God. That's just the way I believe. And, you know, you can call me funky if you want. I am not a religious, crazy religious person, but I see that we sort of deserved to have Obama for 8 years because we stopped appreciating America. And you people out there that are hardworking people that they go to work every day and you bust your butts for $10 an hour and $12 an hour and $15, whatever it is that you earn, and your portion of your hard-earned money goes into the taxes, and then you drive down the street and in your jalopy, and you drive by kids sitting on the street corner smoking pot, especially here in Oregon, because now everybody can have pot. And you wonder, why do I have to work so hard while these people are sitting around doing nothing? These able-bodied people. Well, guess what? I think the tides are turning. There are like 20 states right now that are making people take drug tests for their welfare and have to work for their welfare. Now, that's not brilliant. That's common sense. And for us just to hand over 5 years of welfare, because, you know, it used to be just like, I think it was like 4 months or something, or 6 months or something, you could get welfare. And then you had to go in and apply all over again. You had to prove that you were looking for a job. I mean, it all made sense. You guys ever watch that movie called The Cinderella Man? I would highly recommend you going and watching that movie, The Cinderella Man, because that is a person, and it's a true story, that had true pride and did everything to keep from going to go get welfare, but he broke his hand. It was a really good movie with Russell Crowe, although he's a flaming liberal. But he is such a good actor, I tell you. I can overlook the fact that he's a flaming... The amazing thing about, I mean, I'm going to go up and onto another tangent, but the amazing thing about people like Russell Crowe that are flaming liberals is the fact that they will be the best heroes on the movie screen, but in real life, you know, with guns and, I mean, those guys really know how to handle guns, but they're such flaming liberals. They don't believe people should be able to protect themselves. So I think we should have rules in the movie industry that if you want to, you know, act with guns, you should be for guns. Okay? I mean, that sounds crazy, I know. But anyway, 1-800-449-8255. This is Diane Linderman, and this is Everything That Matters. And I've got a whole bunch on my plate, so stay with me. We'll be right back. It's just me and my dreams, and the days went ticking by like the beat of my heart. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that life to me, and I gladly stand up next Welcome back. This is Diane Linderman, and this is Everything That Matters, 1-800-449-8255. We're going to go to the phones. Let me just give that number one more time, 1-800-449-8255. We're going to Jeffrey from Warren, Pennsylvania. Hi, Jeffrey. What's on your mind?
Hi, Diane. It's just amazing to be able to get through to you. I've listened to you for so long. What's on my mind is everything. All there is to know about everything that matters, that's what's on my mind. Basically, the youth of our nation.
Yeah.
I think that some things have been lost. We've won an election, which is very important. Hopefully, we get back on the right track. But I think we've lost our youth. I taught for 38 years in elementary school. And a couple of statistics that are really important to me is 5 out of 10 of all men of color, 4 out of 10 of all men not of color, and 3 out of 10 of all women of any color have been arrested before they're 23 years old for victimless, nonviolent crimes, and they've been plugged into the legal system. I feel that these youths would be better off to go across the border and try to re-enter the country so that they could get the rights that the illegal immigrants are getting. But we've got millions of our youth that don't get any of these rights now because they've been labeled criminals. And then if we went to the elementary school level, there's way too much medication and not enough exercise and not enough focus on developing attitudes and abilities to learn how to learn. We destroy our kids in the school system.
By the way, do you have your phone, I think your radio is on, isn't it? I can hear it.
It is out in the other room. I'll go turn it right off.
Yeah, because I can hear a feedback.
I thought I had the door shut enough. It's off now.
Yeah, I got good ears.
I hope you were able to hear my spiel.
Yeah, I did. I could hear it. I just could like hear it in the background, so I didn't want to distract you. Well, you're absolutely right about that. But the problem is, it's not the kids, it's the parents.
It's the school system.
The fact is that in the old days, the school system that I went to was kind of sweet and innocent. You know, you go in there, you learn reading, writing, and arithmetic. We even had like cooking and we had a lot of cool things, you know. And
we had a lot of activities. They kept us busy. I'm 69 years old. My grandmother taught in a one-room schoolhouse. And years ago, we didn't have all these, quote, problems that we have that require medication and require special ed. And there was a reality to dealing with things. We taught attitudes and responsibility, even back in a one-room schoolhouse.
Well, you know, the other part of it is and I can remember this clearly, is when I was in school, when I was in junior high school, started getting bad when I was in junior high, but when I was in elementary school, I wanted to go to school every day. It was fun. I mean, we did awesome things, and the kids were not bored. My math teacher actually went and taught us how to make pies, and then we learned how to cut a pie
and recipes and measurement.
Exactly. And so the point is that
learning is natural.
Well, nowadays you've got gangs in schools, gangs of all different ethnicities. It doesn't matter what color, race, or creed you are. You find people that you're comfortable with. And you see, that is the problem with this country, is that you go to school and it becomes a social club, and I'm actually anti-public school because of that, because you cannot send a normal sweet kid to school and expect to get a normal sweet kid back. I'm sorry. It is too painful. I mean, I watched a video last night of these kids is picking on this little white kid, beating the heck out of him, walking, you know, teachers aren't around. They know what's going on. They're scared of the kids themselves, you know? And also, I think it's going to be just a very brilliant thing that Trump's going to do when he gives out vouchers. What we're going to see in this country, and I truly believe this, is extremely high-quality private schools, and the entrepreneurs are going to come out like crazy. I'm going to start my own school, but it's not going to be a school. It's going to be called an unschooling school, where everything you do on our property is going to be hands-on, and it's going to be it's going to be like the trades of what people don't teach anymore. We're going to learn cooking. We're going to learn and actually take cooking to another level, not just cooking, but I'm going to teach kids how to start a restaurant. My son is a movie maker. We're going to have videography. We're going to have all kinds of electronics that you're going to learn how to, you know, edit and do all these things, but professionally, not just funky or like just a class to take. We want kids to come there with their ideas, and we're going to teach them school through what they want to learn. And it's going to be called the Great American, get this, Entrepreneurial Unschooling Academy. And it's going to be awesome. It's going to be my dream school that I wish my kids would have gone to, which I tried to help a school when I lived in Grants Pass. But they went academic on me, and we lost all the creative ones, and we lost all the creative kids because they could not do the intellectual stuff. They couldn't do the academics. They had to have a purpose behind academics, you see. That's the kind of person I am. And there's a lot of those kids out there. Did I lose
Jeffrey? So much being lost in our public system that people don't understand. And there's a lot of people that mean well, but they're locked into a system that just does not allow learning to occur. It puts everybody in little cubicles and little labels, and then we medicate.
Well, we've lost the innocence of education. We've turned it into a corrupt. People cannot look at when you send kids to college nowadays and universities, what do they get? They get a BS degree in BS. To be honest with you, they come back liberals.
Yeah.
You know, and it's just sad because if they're spending a lot of money to become elites. You know, and what are those elites gonna do? I've got people that actually have master's degrees scooping poop at our ranch because they can't get jobs.
My son has a degree in geology and he can't get a job. I mean,
no,
I paid for his education with my retirement, and he's got a geology degree, and he can't get a job. But
it's just sad. But that's why go ahead.
I think President-elect Trump is going to change it. I think a businessman is what this country needs. We need term limits on politicians. We've got to get rid of them. And if Hillary Clinton is not guilty of all the things that she's done, we've got to pardon all these young men and women that I stated statistics about that have been plugged into our criminal system for victimless nonviolent crimes. We've got to pardon these kids and stop letting the criminals out of the prisons.
I mean, we've got kids in
society that they have no future because they've been labeled and plugged into the legal system. Where if they were illegal immigrants coming into the country, they'd get free education and welfare. It's crazy.
Well, we're going to talk about that today, Jeffrey. I want to thank you for your call because we're going to move on. But I appreciate your call, and it was very, very vigorous. We're just going crazy.
Teacher, I'd love to work in your school.
Well, when you hear me talking about it, give me a call. Then we'll know where we've opened it. Yeah, because you know the truth is that I have like watched my children and now my business partner's kids are growing up without school, literally. I mean, yes, they learn how to read, write, and arithmetic. That's the one thing. If your kids can learn to do a little bit of math and learn how to read and, you know, learn how to write a letter or write a little bit, there's nothing they can't do. And my two kids, mine and my husband, raised these amazing kids, and it wasn't, let me tell you, they're not perfect by any means, but the fact that they retained interests in something that they love. My daughter is a phenomenal artist. She also knows how to train horses amazingly. And she does all these other things. And my son is like a self-taught, videographer and movie maker. And he's an incredible editor. We're going to be able to see some of his work pretty soon. By next week, we're going to be launching my, Cooking Americana videos. And you can see this chubby, pudgy little girl here, me. And I'm going to be showing you how to make simple, healthy, and decadent recipes. You know, and it's just fun. It's all natural. I'm no actress. I'm not going to try to pretend like I'm, you know, entertaining you, but it's pretty darn funny because of that. My kids think it's the funniest thing on earth, and I don't know why they think it's funny, but, you know, they all sit around and laugh at it when they watch the videos. So that's going to happen. And then again, you know, I was talking to this gentleman about the fact that we're turning our ranch into a unschooling academy. It's going to be a little bit like a trade school because you're going to come there with the interest of that you want to do, and we're going to show you how to start a business. It's all about entrepreneurship. See, and I believe in my heart of hearts that because Donald Trump is becoming the president of the United States, he is going to be the president of the United States, I think an inspiration is going to just spread through this country. I already feel it. We're already less politically correct than ever. We'll talk about more of this afterwards at one, and you can call anytime during my show, 1-800-449-8255. This is Diane Linderman, and this is Everything That Matters. Don't go away. We'll be right back. Diane Linderman, and this is Everything That Matters, 1-800-449-8255. That's 1-800-449-8255. Yes, I'm live today. I'm alive. I'm in Oregon. You know, you guys must think I'm crazy. I'm in Oregon 1 month, 1 week, and then I'm in Texas the next week. And then I'm Oregon and Texas. I know I'm crazy, but, you know, we're kind of slowly getting out of Oregon. We're going to eventually be in Texas full time. I heard Tim Allen tell a pretty funny joke the other day. He said, you know, Republicans need that safe space, you know, the safe place, you know, where they have on campuses now. He goes, where do Republicans go for a safe place? Texas. I love that. So I'm thinking to myself, you know, that if I was a parent right now and I've been reading all these articles recently about how the college professors and the university professors are, and even high school now and public schools are now, you know, forcing kids to learn what Islam is all about. And they're also creating anti-Trump classrooms, basically, that's going to teach these kids how to rebel against Trump. Now, if I was a parent and I heard this, I would yank my kids so fast out of that public school system, your heads wouldn't even be able to turn because my kids would be out of there. But the sad part about our countrymen here is that they, you see, the neatest thing about Trump is, like, for instance, I mean, I'm going to go off on another tangent here because I'm going to warn you now when I do this. They're getting after Trump because he took a call from the Taiwanese president that was duly elected, okay, duly elected president, and the press is freaking out. Oh my gosh, he's so unpresidential. You know, the sad part about this country is that we've been living in these rules that the press and the elites have created that they call presidential. And what we forget about is the history that people like Abraham Lincoln used to walk the streets and you could go and knock on the White House door, you see, on his door, and deal with problems of our communities. But people don't think Donald Trump should be a human being. You know, that he's a businessman. He's a thoughtful person that says, oh, well, we're selling billions of dollars of weapons to Taiwan, but I'm not supposed to take a phone call of congratulations from a freely, duly elected president of a nation. And then the press have the nerve to call him unpresidential. Well, let me tell you something about the press. You have created monsters in this country. You are the living, breathing dragons of impropriety. You, my friends, my fellow media people in this country, have taken a beautiful industry, the media, and turned it into your own personal agendas. And you, it's Clinton News Network. It's not CNN. It's not a news network anymore. It's like having a magazine designed for liberalism, communism, and socialism. And they have the nerve to say that Trump is out of order? Oh my gosh, what hypocrisy. It's the most incredible hypocrisy. And the same thing, people. We've been living in the world of what we have been living in this world of what is expected of us by them. So the question we have now is, who are them? You know, they are going to destroy you. You're never going to get a job, because if you don't get a high school diploma or a college degree, you'll be a failure. Who says? They said. Let's talk about that afterwards. This is Diane Linderman. This is Everything That Matters, 1-800-449-8255. We'll be right back. I needed some wings to make it right. La 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 la. Welcome back. This is Diane Linderman, and this is Everything That Matters, 1-800-449-8255. That's 1-800-449-8255. Taking your calls almost all the way through the show. I'm going to be giving a recipe, and I'm going to be announcing that my Cooking Americana video, we're going to have our own television show online on YouTube, and it's going to be really good. I think you'll be able to learn how to make really great, fun recipes in like 5 to 7 minutes. I promise not to bore you too much, okay? Because I do love giving my recipes at the end of my show every week, and sometimes people don't get it. So when you see how easy it is when I make it, and you should see my platform, or my stage, is inside of a barn, and it's an old vintage barn. Oh, it's just really adorable. My husband, he's an amazing builder, and he's designed this thing, and there's my 1959 Airstream trailer is involved in it. It's really cute. Who knows? It could end up on TV one day. You never know. I don't really care either way. I'm not doing this to do anything but just have fun and hopefully sell some of my cookbooks, which you guys should be buying them for Christmas presents right now. If you just go to my website, Everything That Matters Radio. No, actually, I'm going to send you to my food website, everythingthatmattersinthekitchen.com. And there's an Amazon link. Or you can just go to Amazon and just put my name in, Diane with two N's, Linderman. Or put the name of my book, everythingthatmattersinthekitchen.com. You know, not .com, but everything I have is everything that matters, right? But we were talking right before the break. I just want to help you get this mindset out of your heads that as a nation, we are one giant herd of cows, and that as the way they have set it up, the controlling elite class public politicians for the last, on and off for the last 50 years, you know, when I wanted to do something in my own business, I didn't understand what they were trying to tell me when I had to stand in front of the school board and tell them that I wanted to start my own business. I didn't want to finish high school because it was boring me to death. And when I was 17 years old, I started my own business. And by the time I was 18, I was driving a Mercedes. Okay, so you can't tell me that self-education isn't better. To me, it's better, because that's the kind of person I am. It doesn't mean that I don't take classes if I need to take classes on something. It doesn't mean that I don't learn, but it means that I educate myself, because let me tell you something, people. I have a really pet peeve with the education system nowadays, the incredible, sick, elite, liberal, flaming liberal, socialistic colleges and the universities are turning our children into nobodies. You know, Americans by nature are innovative. By nature, they want to create. They want to build. They want to make something for themselves. They want to work. But when you enter into one of these domains, you know, all this liberal garbage being thrown at them, I don't know how anybody even comes out of there sane, to be honest with you. You got to be really strong to live through that and come out the other end of that with a degree. Yes, I'm not putting anybody down that wants to be doctors and lawyers, because, you know, you got to go through all that stuff. But there are different types of things in our world that we're just missing, that we're not exposing to our children, such as trades. You know, and a lot of people don't realize that a lot of the trades pay more than attorneys and doctors. They make more money being electricians and builders and contractors my husband's an electrician, you know, and he can make anything, build anything, create anything, design anything. You know, and he's not a highly educated guy, but he educated himself. What did you say? I'm sorry. Oh, 1 minute. Oh, these breaks come so fast. Stay with me. This is Diane Linderman, 1-800-449-8255. This is Everything That Matters. We've got way more ahead, so stay with me. We'll be right back.
I'm just beginning. The pen's in my hand. Ending unplanned. Staring at the blank page before you. Open up the dirty window. Let the sun illuminate.
Got family, friends, yeah, everybody sins. A winner never quits, and a quitter never wins. Help folks in need, don't fall for greed. A jealous man is weak, so think before you speak. If you love them, let them know. If you hate, let it go. Fast can be fun, but sometimes you need slow. God is all good, the devil is so real. So listen up, y'all, cause this is how I feel. I won't
back up. Welcome back. One of my favorite songs. I know. Don't seem like the kind of person, right? That's Colt Ford. I don't know if he does any other great ones, but that one's great. 1-800-449-8255. Welcome back. This is Diane Linderman, and this is Everything That Matters. And I'm talking about Everything That Matters. You know, when we were talking about sending your beautiful children to school to be corrupted and destroyed and molded into the whiny crybabies of the America now that we're on the Clinton side, basically. You know, the fact that I was talking to my dad yesterday, and he said, you know, Diane, nobility does not flow in the blood to be noble and to have goodness. And so, you know, it's an amazing thing that you could think you know somebody and you find out that they think completely different from you. You don't have to be enemies with that person. But I'm going to tell you something. The moldable minds of the socialist liberal left is so unbelievable. It would be the way that the Trojan horse could come over and take over America by basically molding the minds of these kids going to universities, and now public schools are doing it to them all over the place. I mean, we all just do our thing every day. We go to sports events. We don't really know what's going on in a lot of the school systems across America. And the fact that Donald Trump is going to give out vouchers for you to send your children to the school of your choice, we're going to see an amazing industry popping up in America. And I'm excited about it. And I wish my kids were young enough to go, because they're going to have all kinds of schools. You know, they're going to have schools with trades involved in them. And where our kids can actually learn real life things. You know, that's hands on. Because we still have to fix stuff in this country. We have to build stuff. We have to make stuff. We can't have a bunch of elites. Not everybody can be an elite smoking pot. Right? Sitting back and feeling good and bossing people around, I always wonder why the elites always hire other elites that are really bad at everything. They've never had any experiences in life. So when a guy like Donald Trump comes in and he brings all his rich friends into the treasury and to help, you know, be in charge of all of these things. And he said the other day, and I thought this was awesome, he said, "Well, I bring them in because they know how to make money." How common sense is that, right? He's going to bring in all these billionaires that have learned how to make money the real way, not from the government, but by hard work, by learning how to take an idea and build it. And so that's what it is. He's bringing in realistic, experienced people into his cabinet. And our country is going to be awesome. And we are going to have hard times ahead, people, because you're going to have the resistors. You're going to have the ones that are going to fight tooth and nail to keep all of their welfare and keep their non-ability to work. They don't want to work. See, that's the hardest thing in this country right now. And I don't even understand how there can be a 9% unemployment rate because nobody wants to work anymore. There aren't people looking. People are not out of work. They're just on the communist dole. That's what we've done. We've actually turned our country into socialism. So everybody gets a check, a place to live, a giant flat screen TV, Obama phones. Why would they go out and work? I have a business partner that's been working with me for years, and she called texted or emailed her aunt the other day, and I think I told the story already, but it's just so apropos, this story, that her aunt said, "I'd work if I wanted to, but I don't need to, so I don't want to." And she degrades my business partner for working her butt off. I'm going to tell you who has more self-respect. I mean, she was mean about it. So here's my way of dealing with stuff like this in this country. The way that the left organizes and fights against good causes that we believe are good causes in this country, I think now that we have Donald Trump, President of the United States, that it's time for us to start boycotting. Yep, boycotting. It's already happening. Lots of companies who are just completely mad in their head. The CEOs, you know, we've heard about some of these stories recently, like the one that, I don't remember the name of it, but that they said anybody that voted for Trump will be fired. Well, guess what? She was fired. And I think their stock went down like, I don't know, like 40% or something. So I'm going to tell you something. It does work. And I am a principled person, which means I don't ever buy food unless it's grown in America. For us to go buy food that's grown in other countries is insane. First of all, because you don't know who's handled it. They don't have any kind of regulations for foods in many countries. But besides that, I want to support the American farmers. 1-800-449-8255. This is Diane Linderman. This is a hard break, so we'll see you in 7 minutes or so. Stay with me. Check out my website, everythingthatmattersradio.com. We'll be right back.
Like the beat of my heart. Spend my nights wondering.
Final
Frontier. If only go where no conservative mom has ever gone before.
Ladies and gentlemen, I give you Diane Linderman.
Where's the outrage? It's the zombie apocalypse.
Whoa, I'm waiting.
Welcome back. This is Diane Linderman. Hope you ran to the kitchen and got some hot chocolate, made some yummy oatmeal or something. Of course, it's later in some parts. Welcome back. This is Diane Linderman, and this is Everything That Matters, 1-800-449-8255. We're talking about absolutely everything that matters. 1-800-449-8255. That's everything that matters in life, business, parenting, cooking. So at the end of my show, in the next 45 minutes or something, I'm going to bring you an incredible recipe like I do every week. And you'll have to stay tuned because they're so simple. It's ridiculous how simple they are and how absolutely delicious they are. And I hope everybody had a great Thanksgiving. I did. My husband called me this morning. He's like, what do we do with this giant ham bone? Because he's in Texas. I'm in Oregon. Split pea soup, people. Split pea soup. If you still have your ham bone laying around. And you know what? Whenever you do get things like that, like ham bones or even the turkey, the big carcass of the turkey makes the best soup on earth. So I'm sure you don't have that still because, oh my gosh, last week I had to not do my show again. I know you guys get really mad at me when I put on repeats, but I had to go do this convention because in the real world, we actually have to work for a living and not just have fun doing radio shows. But I'm hoping you guys did a bunch of stuff with all your leftovers. So I'm going to give you a recipe for the best split pea soup you ever had in your life. And you know what? Kids don't even know what split pea soup is anymore. How can we raise a new generation of people never having split pea soup? I don't get it. So the last hour, we were talking about the fact that because Trump is now president of the United States, I don't know about you, but I feel a renewed world, the opportunities are now going to start to explode. I mean, just look at the stock market. Does anybody love Mark Cuban? Oh my gosh, I want to say the A word. He got up there next to Hillary and had his few moments of fame. What a loser. He's a loser. What did he say? Oh, Trump's going to be a disaster. He'll never win. Never, 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 never. If he did win, he says, we'll lose every ounce of money in the stock market. There won't be any money left in the stock market. It'll be gone. We'll go down 10,000 points. You know what? When I heard him say that, I thought, absolutely opposite's going to happen. Because what happens when you have hope? When people have hope, everything happens. And you see, we were being demoralized by our administration that's still in for the next 6.5 weeks. You know, we were being demoralized. We were losing hope. We were watching a person not do anything about the injustices of our country, the illegal actions of people in our country. We were just like, duh, we're just sitting there like this. What do we do? Right? Well, we did what we had to do. We voted in a tough dude. And I don't think Mr. Donald Trump, elect Trump, is going to ever, ever cave to criticism or what people think about him or sensitivities of a country. He hates political correctness. For God's sake, he's already breaking just about every presidential rule you can, and he is not ashamed of it. I love him for that. Because you know what? It's rules of the heart. Yes, you do have to have some presidential qualities to you, which I believe he has. One thing he is really, 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 really good at, and we all watched him in all of the years on his television show, hire and fire people. Maybe we didn't always see the reasons why he fired people, but he's not stupid. He is really actually quite brilliant. He also knows a huge organization like that is going to take a lot of great minds. So if you're an idiot, like most of the liberals are in this country, And you think that Obama made decisions? I don't even know if Obama ever made any decisions. He just sat there and smoked his cigarettes in the Oval Office while people came and told him what they wanted to do. And you're like, that sounds good to me. Why don't you just go ahead and do it? You know, I mean, that's just the way it appears. There was no leadership. None. There's still no leadership. There's rioting in the country. He likes it. He likes the rioting. But if he was a good president, he would go and say, come on, guys. Come on. That's not the way we are in this country. We got it. We were in there for 8 years. Now let's give another, you know, the other party a chance. There's no sportsmanship in him. Even though he likes basketball, there is no sportsmanship. But I'm going to tell you something, what I believe. I think it's going to be the funniest thing on earth when Obama has no power anymore and all he goes back to is becoming, guess what, a community organizer. And he'll have Hillary, which literally is just a nothing person without her power. Her and her husband will probably be broke, you know, because they don't have anybody else to manipulate. They don't have any more illegal opportunities to make billions of dollars from other countries. That's why one of the first things Donald Trump said he wants to do is he's going to stifle any lobbyists forever from getting money from other countries. I think it's awesome. I think everything he's doing is awesome. You know, I mean, here's this is the insanity of people. Here's an article right here. It says, San Francisco city officials to ask Stennels family, the girl that got killed on the pier in San Francisco that was just walking with her dad, beautiful girl. They wanted the family to dismiss their lawsuit. Please, Kate's family, don't dismiss it. Hold these people responsible that decided to let this killer free in their city. And there's a bunch of them in there because they are one of those towns where they have the ability to, you know, keep from deporting illegal aliens of all types. So, you know what? It's very sad that girl did not deserve that. Why couldn't it have been one of the leaders of that city that lost somebody in their family? Then they would have made a difference, right? But I think they're too prideful. I think they just don't believe that it's ever going to happen to them. It's just amazing to me how, no matter how much sense you will make, you will never have a conclusive argument with a Democrat. Or I shouldn't say Democrats, because there are a lot of good Democrats. Okay, we're going to take the Democrats, because a lot of Democrats did vote for Trump. They're the Reagan-style Democrats, okay? We're going to call them flaming liberals, because it's the flaming liberal socialist mentality that is destroying our country. And, you know, they don't, you can't argue with them. They're brainwashed. They think we're brainwashed. We're the freest thinkers on earth. That's why they don't like us. We don't gather. Right? We're all hardworking people. 1-800-449-8255. This is Diane Linderman. We're going to talk about boycotting when we come back. Isn't that going to be exciting? Stay with me. This is Diane Linderman.
Trying to find myself. Feel like a guitar that's never played.
And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that life to me. And I gladly stand up next to you.
Welcome back. This is Diane Linderman, and this is Everything That Matters. 1-800-449-8255. Maybe you could fix that music next time and not let it come in right in the middle of a song or something, producer. Yeah, we have to get professional here. Anyway, we were talking about before this is what I'm doing in this, you know, and everybody, I mean, they may not feel it if one person decides they aren't going to buy their products anymore. But when thousands and thousands of people start deciding for them, their own personal selves, they're not going to support the anti-Trump movement entrepreneurs out there, the ones that are literally nuts, and they're risking their products and their companies to stand up against a Trump presidency. I've decided that I'm not going to support them anymore. And there are lists of these companies and their statements on the internet. I'm going to try to find those, and I'm going to have them on my website, everythingthatmattersradio.com. Because we can do that too. See, I'm not going to go to Starbucks anymore. I used to like going to Starbucks because it's right down the street. I don't really drink coffee. I like the taste of decaf. You know, I like the taste of coffee, but I can't handle the caffeine. You guys hear how fast I talk already, right? And that's on no caffeine. Can you imagine? But there's a lot of companies that aren't right. And they aren't doing the right thing. And it's like, why should we support them? The millions and millions and millions and more than half the country that voted for Trump, okay, that love what he wants to do, why should we support? You see, I think we should also boycott the news. The ones that sit there and use their holy pulpit to speak against our new president and make up lies. I mean, I never watch them anyway. And sometimes I even have to turn off Fox News, certain people like Megyn Kelly. I can't stand that woman anymore. I used to think she was probably the most coolest person on earth. But when it really is revealed in the way that she does the news, that it's really about her career instead of the truth, that's when you lose me. Okay? Because I kind of liked her style. She was, you know, she has a good style. But she is just, she's a sensationalist. So we can boycott a lot of things, okay? And you know what I think also? I think there is room for a new news network. And I don't know where it's going to come from. Because remember, Fox News just came up 20 years ago out of nowhere. Now, I believe in my heart of hearts, we're going to see more of that. And we're going to see truth being spoken to power on these news networks. And I think Tucker Carlson on Fox News has already started something like that. I mean, he's got this show. He speaks the truth. It's all about the truth. You know, and I don't really think it's about his career. Not yet. It might end up being like that later. But right now, I'm giving him a real fair shake because I like his show. And I don't want to listen to politically correctness anymore. I'm sick of it. Aren't you sick of it? Don't you want to hear people that are truthful? I don't even care if you're very good at it. As long as you are honestly trying to report the real news. See, I believe that a lot of things are going to be changing in this country. It's awesome that we're going to have vouchers for schools. It's incredible that he's going to lower the tax rate because it's going to inspire so many people to grow their companies and to build new ones. I think because Donald Trump is an entrepreneur, that entrepreneurship is going to be on the rise. People wanting to start their own businesses, men and women, and even, yes, kids. My kids are, and all my business partners are all young with kids. They all want to be entrepreneurs. So I think we have such an exciting future ahead of us. But we also have to take a stand, people. We cannot support the elite, the ones that have made billions of dollars off of your hard-earned money while trying to suppress you as an American and take away your rights as American by pushing people like Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama, who just ended up being just a big movie star. The guy is just a nothing person. I don't even know what he's done in this country. And, you know, his spokesperson came out the other day and said, you know, that's really neat that Donald Trump, you know, saved 1,100 jobs the other day, but he's going to have to do a lot to catch up to Obama's 8 million, blah, 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 or 80 million, whatever it is that he says he did. Bunch of bull, you know what. It's just bull. It's not the truth. What he did was he pays off people not to work so that the welfare bill is sinking this country. It's where the debt is $20 trillion. You know, it's why that debt is so high, because he's all about appearance. He's all about pretense. It's not real. It's not real governing or leadership. And I love the fact that Donald Trump is not going to take a salary. I guess he has to by law, but he's going to donate it to charity. He doesn't need any money. That's not why he's doing this to begin with. You see, and you and the left can try to degrade him all he wants, but he's given up amazing things to help this country, because he knew in his heart of hearts that this is the last opportunity that somebody has to change, bring America back, basically. And that's his motto, making America great again. I love it. I'm excited. I can't wait to see what he does. You know, because we need inspiration in this country. We need to be, I even hear people now that were, you know, that make a lot of money, like a lot of the, you know, the athletic guys, the ones that, you know, sports guys. Yeah, I think I'm going to try out his, they're paying huge taxes. I think they get paid too much anyway. I think that's one of those things that if you want to play ball, play ball, but don't get paid $20 million for it. That's not a game anymore. That's just insane. I think they should, take that money and put it into, you know, certain funds to build inner cities or something. See? Those people are all liberal. They don't do anything with their money. Here's a few interesting articles that I've been collecting. The anti-Semite charge, which means that, you know, they're prejudiced against Jewish people, bounces off Trump and sticks to Democrats, because Democrats really are very prejudiced. They are all about, you know, your color of your skin. You know, they're racist. Most of them are racist. Remember, history. I want you all to try to rent the Free State of Jones. You're going to see that the first black voters were Republicans, and the voter fraud, and you'll see it if you watch the movie, and it's a true story about how these honorable good men that were slaves fought for the freedom of their entire race, and there were a lot of good white people right next to them, and Hispanics. And they were right next to them, okay? They fought together. And they marched into town, and they wanted to vote, and the Democrats were in there. I mean, they're just hypocrites. 100% hypocritical people. And there was such voter fraud that I think there was like 50 or for 100 of them that marched into town for the right to vote, and they only counted 3 Republicans. And they were all Republicans. So you got to watch that movie. It's incredible. So here's another one. I don't know if you've heard about Nancy Pelosi. She was voted back as, minority leader. And then I asked myself, you really wonder what's wrong with the Democrats? My dad always said that cannibals always vote in cannibal kings. They're not going to vote in somebody that's not a cannibal and start teaching non-cannibalism. So when you vote in somebody like Nancy Pelosi, you're actually seeing what the Democrat Party is made of. Weak, feeble, stupid, guilty do-gooders that absolutely have nowhere to go in life. And it serves them right for losing. And now that Nancy Pelosi's back in there, she'll fail again. 1-800-449-8255. This is Diane Linderman, and this is Everything That Matters. We'll be right back. Stuck in my cocoon. I needed some wings to make it right. I had to fly away real soon. I busted out and headed straight. Now I'm Welcome back. This is Diane Linderman, and this is Everything That Matters. 1-800-449-8255. That's 1-800-449-8255. We're talking about everything that matters right here. I was going to talk to you about Sarah Palin, because I heard something the other day that was kind of disturbing. Sometimes she sounds like she's a little bit crazy, doesn't she? I love Sarah Palin. I've liked her for years. But she talks like this, you know, and I'm thinking, oh, my gosh. And then she said, she's like ragging on Trump for saving those 1,100 jobs. But, see, I disagree with her 100%. I understand that she wants this, you know, you're not supposed to interfere with free market. But the problem is, when you go outside the United States to do business, to me, this is my opinion, that is no longer an American business. That becomes a foreign business. And when you want to have the right to do business in America, that's different. You have the right to do America any way you want in America. But when you go outside and you go to different countries and you take your American company and you run it in Mexico, or if you run that business in, you know, wherever, France, that's no longer an American business, no matter which way you look at it. And so what I saw that Donald Trump did was brilliant, because he's basically saying to these people, you can go anywhere you want, but when you are now a foreign entity, you're going to pay for the right to sell it to America, like the rest of the people have to do. You're not going to get a free ability to have, you know, my brain isn't working today. Can you believe it? But you know what I mean? And so, you know, Sarah Palin is basically saying, well, you're messing with the free market, but the free market is a free market as long as it's an American market. There are no free markets in the world. Everybody has tariffs on it. Oh, that's what it was, world tariff. It's like everybody has tariffs on everybody else. So when we lose jobs to Mexico, and you know what? Trump said he gets it. It was too expensive to do business in this country anymore. I get it. Trump gets it. That's why he's lowering the tax rate and making it an incentive to do business in America for the American companies. But I think by him picking up the phone and calling people and talking to them, and not doing, listening to the stupid press, like, oh, that's presidents aren't supposed to talk to people. But he loves it. I heard him say the other day, I'm going to do it. I don't care if it's presidential. If it's not presidential, I'm still going to do it, because that's what I do. That's what you hired me for. You see? And I love the fact that he went and did that. And I think he's done more of that. And I think he's talking to Ford. And I think he's talking to a lot of these companies that realize that they're going to have more inspiration to have a company in America now than in other countries. Yeah, of course you can go to Mexico. They pay people nothing there. That's why they all want to be here. See, I just think it's not right. Let them come up to our standards instead of us going down to their standards. You know, they're going to pay them dollars, pennies on the dollar for working. See, and it's just, it doesn't make it right that they can take their companies into other countries and still can be considered American company. I'm sorry. I found out that York Mints, my favorite candy on earth, my favorite candy is made in Mexico. So I'm not going to buy them anymore. And believe me, we do conventions and that's what we give out. And we buy thousands of them a year. I was disappointed, so now I got to go to Junior Mints, which I love too. 1-800-449-8255. This is Diane Linderman, and this is Everything That Matters. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Trying to find myself.
Welcome back. This is Diane Linderman, and this is Everything That Matters. 1-800-449-8255. 1-800-449-8255. That's 1-800-449-8255. I'm going to recommend everybody start reading labels from now on, because I don't know about you, but I don't want to eat food that is not either grown in this country or produced in this country. I just will not do it. That is my principle. I'm going to live by that. And yes, I know if you go out to restaurants, you don't know where it comes from, but I'm going to try to go to restaurants that are pro-American. Okay. And, it's really sad because York Mints, like I said the other day, oh my gosh, I was shocked. I hope my son's girlfriend's listening, because honestly, that's our favorite candy. And I really don't need candy, but the one thing I let myself have once in a great while is a York Mint. And I don't know. Why? Why are they letting this happen? I tell you, I think I read the other day that there was like 80,000 American companies throughout the world. Huh. I'd like to find out where those ones are. I am a pro-American. I am an all-Americana. Everything I do is, I love America. Everything, I love the flag. I love American-made products. And yes, they are too expensive. I get it. But I'm hoping Trump can make it so that we can restart our country to be the greatest country in the world. It was slowly being turned into a global state, United States. It was no longer going to be the United States of America. There was no longer going to be, if Hillary got in, there were going to be open borders. So then that's it. That's it. That's all it takes. So I want to just share something with you really quick, because this is happening all over the world and people are not taught. The press are so busy talking about Donald Trump's tweets that they're missing the real stories that we used to hear on nightly news. For instance, war on Denmark streets, migrant chaos sparks clashes between police and protesters. Did you know that there is literally a war going on in Paris, France? In France, all over this, I think it's all over the state, but there's a war going on. I saw a video the other day that's begging people to share it before it was deleted. And the migrants are trying to take over a portion of Paris as their own. And so now they're trying to, I didn't even see, you know, the sad part is I looked to see if the Paris police even had guns. I didn't see any guns. How are you going to fight a war without guns? These migrants are smart. They're not stupid. They can see that they can win because, you know, so you have a helmet and you have a water gun. I mean, it's insane. But this story is violent clashes over immigration have erupted between police and opposing protests in Copenhagen. Leading to the arrest of 11 people, police scrambled to contain confrontations between the patriotic Europeans against the Islamization of the West group. It's called PEGIDA. Pegida. Can't pronounce anything. I'm really bad at names, so please forgive me. And pro-immigration counter-protesters. A video of the dramatic encounter captures the moment where police riot police from ranks to stop pro-immigration protesters reaching the nationalist group founded in 2014, the Open Borders Hooligans. You know, it's happening everywhere, people. Germany, I mean, look what happened. It's just happening everywhere. Rapes, beheadings, murders. You know, I mean, I read an article the other day about these stupid, I'm sorry to say, stupid liberals that opened up their house to 100 immigrants. Not only did they ransack their house, destroy it, they took it over and killed the people. Come on, people. Come on. Why are we so stupid? Huh? Why are we so foolish to think that they're going to be different to you? And see, that's the bill of goods that the Obama administration has been. Oh, the other thing, I was watching a show the other day. The head of Hamas's son is speaking against his own father and ISIS and all these. It's just amazing what's going on in this country. 1-800-449-8255. This is Diane Linderman. This is Everything That Matters. Don't go away. We'll be right back. Welcome back. This is Diane Linderman, and this is Everything That Matters. I'm going to go to Mary from Chattanooga, Tennessee. Hi, Mary. How are you? What's on your mind?
Hi, Diane. How are you today?
Very good, thank you. What's up?
I was listening to your part about your candy being made in Mexico.
Yeah.
And we have to really be careful because in Mexico or any other country, they have different standards.
The
pesticides, anything that's getting onto the food. So we have to really wash it really, really well. But we're healthier and better off to just buy and look for U.S. only products, especially meat and, you know, like vegetables and stuff.
Oh, yeah. When I'm in Texas, a lot of the, are you listening to me on the radio at the same time? Is your radio on?
It's off.
Okay. I just heard a feedback for a minute. That's okay. I'm better now. Yeah, the scary thing is that exactly what you said is the reason why I will not eat foreign-grown vegetables. I mean, if you think about even the shrimp coming from, you have to do some research on shrimp that comes from anywhere in the Orient, anywhere, just anywhere, and how disgusting the practices of where they hold shrimp. Nobody would eat shrimp if it came from anywhere but Texas. That's what I do because
yeah.
They grow a lot of shrimp up here in Texas in the South up here. But truthfully, people are just, they're just like, oh, you know, I'm going to eat whatever's available. It's cheaper, blah, blah, blah. I'm sorry. It's not the fish. It's the way they handle it and it's what they do to it. But the sad part is that York Mint used to be from York, Pennsylvania. And I met a guy the other day that said he lived right next to the plant and you could smell mint all the time. But now it's made in Mexico.
Oh.
It's very sad because that was an American made candy. I mean, like Cadbury's is my favorite chocolate, but that's a European. That's from England. That's from, you know, Ireland. They make this delicious chocolate there. That's different. Those come from that place. That's what we buy it because it's imported, but not an American made food sent over there, made there and called American. No way. Well, I thank you very much for your call. I'm going to give a recipe now, so I've only got a couple more minutes, but I appreciate your call. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. I appreciate the help.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Sorry about that. No, I'm going to give you, I just want to do this because I know I've only got, 6 minutes? It's 5 minutes or 4 minutes. Anyway, very quickly, I have to give you a recipe for split pea soup. So here is the best recipe you've ever tried for split pea. Bring it back into your home. It's very inexpensive to make. And I'm telling you, it's a legume, so it's actually, you know, it's actually very good for you. It does have carbs in it, does have a lot of carbs, but who cares, right? Because it's getting really cold, and this week would be a great week to make a big pot of split pea soup. So this is what I do. I never follow the directions very well on packages, but you get yourself the green split peas, and I wash them, and I pick out all the bad parts. And then I put whatever amount that is, and I barely cover it with water, okay? I probably put about 1/2 inch of water above that. But here's what else I put on there. I put in sweet onions. I dice up a whole sweet onion, carrots. I put some garlic in it. And actually the recipe is on my website, so I'm going to let you go there, everythingthatmattersinthekitchen.com. I put a ham bone in there, people. That is unreal when you do that. And make sure it has some meat on it, okay? So make yourself a ham, keep the bone, or if you have one left over from your Thanksgiving, throw that in there. But the secrets of the most delicious is the onions, carrots, because it puts a little sweetness in it. And then I put in parsley, fresh, very finely minced parsley. And I also put in, like I said, three cloves of garlic. And I put the water in there just about a quarter of an inch, half an inch above the, and you know, you might have to add some. I like mine really thick. So if you want to follow the directions on the package of split peas, just omit a little bit of water. Otherwise, it is very, very watery. I don't like watery split pea soup. I don't know about you. So just omit some of the water. And then I salt and pepper it with garlic, salt and pepper. I have to tell you something. I put this in the oven on like 400 degrees or 350, and I let it bake in the oven because it burns very easily on the stovetop. Tell you people, you can even put it into a slow cooker. If you make a big old green salad and some nice garlic bread with that, that is like the best, best, best recipe ever. You know what? The other one I make that's really, I don't even know if I have time for this. Go to my website, by the way, everythingthatmattersinthekitchen.com. You got to order some of my cookbooks, people, for Christmas. I have one called Kids Can Cook. I have one called Everything That Matters in the Kitchen. They are simple, healthy, and absolutely, here it comes, decadent. Here comes that word people hate. But it's good. You can make healthy delicious. And that's what I do. And I want you all to be very aware. If you get on my mailing list right now, you'll be the first to see my cooking shows that are going to be on. We're going to have our own YouTube channel, and it's called Cooking Americana. You're going to be able to sign up so that when a new one comes out every week with something new, you'll be able to see how simple my recipes are. A lot of the ones I've talked about on the radio will be on there because, you know, I have about 900 recipes in my head. Got to get them out. And I want to show you how to make them because once you see how they're made, you're like, oh my gosh, I can do that in like 5 minutes. So most of my new show, Cooking Americana, and it's going to have an awesome website with all the recipes, videos, and things that I love, like coconut oil. I'm probably eventually going to have a sort of a little place to sell things on there. So it'll be like a blog because I'll be able to go on there and change it around and do stuff and write articles. Well, come to the end of the show. So until next week, my name's Diane Linderman. And this is Everything That Matters. We'll see you next week. Thank you for listening. Be inspired, people. Be inspired. So